The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Children ages 3 to 10 are now invited to go into the music room for a story and singing and prayers.
Through the written word and the spoken word, God, help us to hear your living word, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Through my ecumenical marriage to a Presbyterian, I have learned about the practice of World Communion Sunday. It's observed on the first Sunday of October as a reminder of the way that the Eucharist binds together Christians around the world. The practice itself is really beautiful, but a piece I find particularly interesting is the sharing of breads from many global cultures. While communion around the world is bread and wine, the exact form of that bread and wine can vary dramatically across the globe. Many have adopted wafers for ease, but communion bread is often culturally specific. In Mexico, communion might be a tortilla. In Palestine, you'll find pita. In India, chapati. The theological implication of these varied communion breads is a reminder that Jesus inhabits every culture. God is incarnate in the bodies of people all around the globe. When Jesus sends the 70 out in pairs, he tells them to stay in the towns and in the homes where they are welcomed. They are to eat as their hosts eat, drink as their hosts drink, and to generally live by the customs of the place in which they are sharing the gospel. These ministers are sent with urgency, bearing the word of God, offering healing, and sharing the good news that the kingdom of God has drawn near. Preachers this month will share on issues of episcopal identity. Today, I want to share more broadly about the Anglican Communion, because it's probably the thing I get the most questions about, and because it does genuinely align with our gospel today. The Anglican Communion is the global body of churches of which the Episcopal Church is just one part. There are a great many things that I could say about the Communion, but today I'll focus on the tensions of unity and diversity. The Anglican Communion is a global body with many local expressions, representing 165 countries. There are 46 member churches, which include 85% of the world's countries. We must first be honest about the fact that the Anglican Communion, like other branches of Christianity, spread through colonialism. Genocide is not evangelism. Slavery and kidnapping are not evangelism. It is a historic and modern tragedy that the good news of Christ has been tied with the death-dealing ways of man. And yet, through the great mystery of God, the gospel message has held the lives of many people around the world. The Anglican Communion is one such expression of the global impact of the life and teaching of Jesus. The Anglican Communion is united by four key principles. The Old and New Testaments are believed to be the revealed word of God. The Nicene Creed is our statement of shared belief. Baptism and Eucharist are the sacraments. And local bodies are led by bishops through the apostolic succession. That's a fancy word that means those bishops and their ordinations can be traced all the way back to the apostles of Jesus. The Anglican Communion is also united by our use of the Book of Common Prayer. Some regions use versions from the 16th century, while others use newer adaptations. The Book of Common Prayer has been translated into many languages and edited to fit cultural nuances. We have shared belief, shared piety, shared worship, and yet there is diversity across the communion. When Jesus sent 70, he told them to accept the hospitality that was given to them. They ate and drank what was offered and stayed in the homes of villagers. The 70 all went out with the same mission and same message. But upon their reunification, surely they had a great variety of stories to tell. Such is the case of our global church. The gospel of Jesus Christ can offer hope and assurance. The commandments of God offer guidance for life. The practices of prayer offer a rhythm for the life of faith. The church has set out with these commonalities to share. Jesus sent the apostles and sends us with the same mission. Yet in each new place, the specificities are different. They are culturally specific. In unity, there is diversity. And in diversity, there is unity. Our life together in global communion can at times be incredibly heartbreaking. Countries within the communion have vast differences in wealth, power, and safety. Countries within the communion have been at war with one another, or at the very least had troubled diplomatic relations. Even within our shared theology, there are some stark divisions. For example, at the most recent Lambeth Conference, that's a meeting of all the Anglican bishops from around the world, the spouses of gay and lesbian bishops were not invited, while the wives of all of the male bishops were. Conversations around women's ordination, LGBTQ identities, ordination, and marriage are often fraught. Yet through the power of the Holy Spirit and through historic bonds of affection, the Anglican Communion holds fast. We struggle together. We learn from one another. We grow together, and we pray for each other. My first concrete experience of the Anglican Communion was during a pilgrimage to England when I was in high school. While worshiping at Canterbury Cathedral, for the first time I heard a presider invite people to pray in the language of their hearts. We began the Lord's Prayer, and I was surrounded by several different languages. We spoke in different cadences, we ended out of sync, and we couldn't fully understand one another. But that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. I felt the Spirit and the voice of each person, and I knew that we were connected. I was in awe. I felt for the first time what it really means to share our worship across the world. And later that week, I began to feel a call to the priesthood in this one holy Catholic apostolic church. Across the world, we pray together in many tongues, using different breads, singing different songs, wearing different vestments, gathered in different kinds of buildings or out in the open. We are invited by the Spirit in a global communion. Yet the beautiful diversity of many cultures of the world. When we feel alone, when we feel troubled by the world or troubled by our country, when we experience disconnection and disagreement, when war rages, we have a shared global church. Jesus told the 70 to share the good news that the kingdom of God had drawn near. And to this day, we are seeking the kingdom of God all over the world, and we are doing it together. Each of us has our own outpost of the kingdom of God, working within our cultures to bring the realities of heaven to earth. On earth as it is in heaven, sur la terre comme au ciel, in la tierra como en el cielo, your commonwealth of peace and freedom, sustain our hope and come on earth. Amen.